This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is Mariam Lemu, and welcome back to my series that I'm calling Marriage Gems, where I share tips and ideas on how to spice up the marriage and how to improve your relationship with your spouse. I was curious one day about what decent men and women are looking for in one another, in the marriage, in the relationship, and also what they don't like about each other, so that we can be more aware and hopefully work on those areas. During this episode, inshallah, I will be sharing with you the results of the survey where we find out what men, what decent men are looking for in their spouse and what they don't like that they feel they should improve upon. Now, overwhelming complaint by men of women are the first one, which is top of the list, is lack of adventure in intimacy. Lack of adventure. No interest in bringing their spouse's fantasies to life. I remember one person who once told me that he would buy lingerie for his spouse and she would refuse to wear it. She would say, no, I'm not a prostitute. I wouldn't wear that kind of thing. Unfortunately, if we're not ready to go out of our way to try new things and bring our spouse's fantasies to life, if we're not careful, they may go elsewhere to satisfy those needs. My take is this, that since everything goes, except when we are off salat and anal sex, everything else is acceptable. However, even when we are off salat, if we know the story where Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned that even when she's on her period, she would use a cloth to cover herself and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would still be intimate with her, we need to be creative. We need to find ways of making sure we bring those fantasies to life. So be adventurous. Have variety in position, the places that you become intimate with your spouse, and do the bedroom acrobatics that your spouse wants you to do. Something my brother always says is that water that sits still starts to smell. If we allow that part of our relationship, intimacy, to become stagnant, unfortunately it becomes a recipe for boredom. And when we are bored, sometimes we start to do things that are not halal, let me put it that way. Another overwhelming complaint by men of women is neglecting ourselves after we get married. During the courtship, we go out of our way to look good for our spouse. However, after the marriage, we start to neglect taking care of ourselves. And sometimes after we have children as well, we start to gain weight, gravity starts to set in, and we neglect, we don't keep ourselves fit and healthy. I remember somebody mentioned that we make an effort to look good for the outside, but we don't take time to look good for our spouse, who really is the most important person in our lives. I remember somebody else mentioned that his spouse would wear her pajamas or nightie and keep it on until around 2 p.m. At that time, she had still not taken a bath. So he felt that neglect, that she's not taking time to look good for him. Another overwhelming complaint by men of women is that we pay more attention to our children than to them. When the children come, unfortunately, the children become the priority and the men or the husbands are put on the sideline. They need attention just as much as the children need, just as much as the relationship needs. So we need to be very aware of this. Another concern is associating with the wrong kind of company, having friends that they feel will influence us in a negative way. So be aware of this. When your spouse starts to share concerns or complaints about this, please be aware that they are the ones that matter most. And what they're displeased about, we do need to address it. Another concern is engaging in unnecessary social activities. Often they see it as show-off. Do we have to attend every single function that comes up? That's a question that you need to decide, especially if it is an issue of contention. Then wastefulness and financial indiscipline. No budgeting. I know I'm guilty of that, or I was anyway. But be more sensitive, that let it not be that one spouse is the one saving, trying to be frugal to make sure that there is financial stability in the home, while the other one is extravagant and wasteful. I know someone specifically said that when their functions come for weddings and so on, that their spouse is ready to spend up to 50,000 naira, which is about $140, on outfits that everybody will wear as a uniform, just to what? To show off, to impress. Then competition amongst ourselves, that's another concern, that we try to compete and outdo each other, which falls into that same category of show off, that we see our friends have a particular thing, then we also want it, if not we want more, just to impress them. Another concern or overwhelming complaint that men have of women is lack of interest in personal growth. Again, that area becomes stagnant. There becomes an intellectual gap between us and them because we didn't show interest in what they enjoy talking about or reading about, like sports or politics or their hobbies. Now, if we do not take time to really get to be on the same page with our spouse in this particular area, you find that is when they spend a bit more time with those outside who have more in common with them intellectually, more in common with them when it comes to their hobbies and so on. Please look out for my video on capturing your spouse's heart. I go more in depth into this particular area and what it is we can do to satisfy our spouse's needs so they don't have to go outside to fulfill them. Another complaint about men of women is that they tell friends confidential things about the relationship or about their spouse, or they use what they have told them in confidence against them. I know for me, I was guilty of this in the early part of my relationship. I didn't tell friends or anybody, but I would use things my spouse, my husband, had told me in confidence. When we are fighting against him, I'd say, yes, your mother was right about that thing she said about you, or this and that, really hitting below the belt. So be very conscious of this, be sensitive of it, and know that it's something men don't like. Then another thing they don't like is secretiveness. Somebody specifically said, especially about the kids, they would hide things that the children have done from them. And of course, raising children is supposed to be a joint effort. You find it's more effective when both spouses are on the same page and are speaking the same language when it comes to how they relate in discipline issues and so on. So don't hide secrets. I know for me, my children know whatever they do that I scold them about, I always update my spouse. Sometimes I'll say, no need to take action, but this is what happened and this is what I did. Then another complaint, which we all know, is this issue to do with nagging and, you know, constantly whining or complaining about this and that. So try and be more sensitive and more selective in your choice of words, and pick your battles. Pick what you want to complain about so that it's not constantly complain, and then you don't highlight anything positive. Another complaint that men have of women is that we remind them of our background, where we came from, our family background. You know, whereas a man actually said to me once that she married me as I am. She knows what my situation was, my economic situation and so on. So she should manage me that way because this is who she married, and stop reminding me of the luxuries she had in her own home. And that man had a point, because obviously we knew what we were getting into. In some situations, though, I know where some people would say they were deceived into believing that they were financially independent and so on. But we are talking of the other one, where you knew his economic situation, but you keep reminding him of the luxuries. So be careful, be sensitive about that. Another complaint they have of us is that we are unappreciative of the small things that they do. Specifically, a gentleman mentioned to me that I would give my spouse a fabric. And what would she do? She would look at it, look at the brand, and would say, thank you, but it should have been maybe super, or it should have been a Swiss lace or a voile and so on. So be very careful about this and make sure that you don't come across as ungrateful to your spouse. Whatever little acts they do are sufficient, and be content. If you have more to add to this list I've shared, please send me an email. I am eager to receive additional things so that I can share it with others and learn myself. If you enjoyed this and any other of my episodes, please share it with others. And then you can follow me on Facebook or join my YouTube channel and see more videos just like this. Thank you so much, and may Allah bless you all and continue to guide us in all our endeavors and strengthen the bond between us and our spouses. Assalamu alaikum.